Strange Adventure. Strange tales were told about the schooner Eagle. Tales of phantom faces seen on her fog-shrouded bow, and of the ghost that visited a certain cabin on her port side. The Eagle encountered heavy weather off Cape Hatteras, and it was a tired crew that brought her into the harbor at Newport News. One of the officers was injured during the storm, and Third Mate King signed on to replace him. After reporting to the watch officer, King was taken below and shown a cabin near the port side of the companionway. That night, the officers off duty gathered in the wardroom for coffee and conversation. But when King questioned them about the mystery of the Eagle, they looked at each other in silence. Finally, Bob Hoffman, the radio operator, broke down. "I'll say this schooner was built as a private yacht, and shortly after she was launched, well, she sank during a squall just offshore. The owner was drowned. Then she was raised and sold to this company. Now and then the ghost of the old yachtsman comes aboard to pay us a visit. Well, I hope he doesn't call tonight. I'm too tired to be sociable. Good night."
"Good night, Mr. King."
King retired to his stateroom in absolute silence. He didn't know that his cabin was the one the ghost had chosen as his own. The officer undressed lazily and turned back the covers of his bunk. He turned low the kerosene bracket lamp that swung like a pendulum above his desk and climbed into bed. But something, some strange power seemed to keep him awake. He felt nervous and restless, and the noise of the waves slapping against the ship seemed to make mockery of his unaccountable fear. Then he rolled over and sat up. His glance was drawn to the single chair in the cabin. Sitting there calmly in the chair was the figure of an elderly man, seemingly wrapped in deep thought. He was dressed in a complete yachting outfit, and the white hair that showed beneath his cap matched his long beard. His hands were clasped in his lap, and his eyes were downcast. His face was not pale and ghostly, but ruddy and lifelike. King had hardly time to notice the phantom's features when the apparition rose and disappeared. The next evening, the men enjoyed a happy party in the wardroom. King told of his unusual experience. Then Hoffman, the radio operator, got an idea.
"Hey, fellas, let's drink to the ghost."
Glasses clinked. Then the radio operator got another idea.
"Say, maybe the old guy'd like a drink, too. I'll take him a real stiff one."
Hoffman poured a long, strong drink and carried it to the haunted cabin. A few minutes later, when the radio man had returned, Third Mate King excused himself and went to his cabin. As he entered the door, he noted that the whiskey glass Hoffman had placed on his desk was empty, and he recalled the strange apparition he had seen the night before. Then it all became clear to him, for he remembered that the radio operator with his thin hands and ruddy face had seemed a little more than tipsy when he had come back to the wardroom. This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Darkness Takes All, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.